From the American Airlines Arena, this is the Heat Help Cure Radiothon on AM 790 and FM 104.3 HD2 The Ticket. Benefiting cancer care and research at Miami Cancer Institute. Please donate now at heathelpcure.org or call 786-777-2222.
All right, guys, what's up? It's Tobin. We are live from the American Airlines Arena at the Heat Help Cure Radiothon benefiting the Miami Cancer Institute. You guys can send in your donations. You guys have been doing an awesome job today. I really, really am thrilled to see what everybody has been doing, being so generous. Thanks again to Ray Allen. Thank you to Andy Ellisberg for stopping by at our table today. It's been really, really great. We had a cool thing incentivized. The Heat have come up big in this one. For people who are feeling a little extra generous, if you guys want to reach into that wallet a little bit and help out with the Miami Cancer Institute, if you donate $100, we got tickets, a pair of tickets to an upcoming Heat game. So that's pretty awesome that they were able to come through with that. You guys want to call 786-777-2222, or you can donate at heathelpcure.org. But a $100 donation gets you a pair of tickets to an upcoming Heat game. That's pretty huge. As the Heat are taking on the Spurs tonight, we've as far as news is concerned, Dwayne Wade is not playing tonight. He is inactive. I don't know. I've kind of been off Twitter now for like the last couple hours, so I don't know. I think it was for personal reasons, but I don't know if the details have come out of that. Excuse my ignorance on that one. But I believe that that Goran Dragic is also questionable with the knee, and Duncan Robinson is back from Sioux Falls and may be active tonight. So that's kind of your Heat roster outlook. Des Bryant is signed with the Saints. Him and Jeff Ireland are reunited. That's kind of weird.
Come on, man. I told you. He's not.
No, come on.
I think I'm telling you. I think Leroy's right for now. But I'm always worried about how these media fallouts.
Oh, because you're quite aware of how the media works. And they're the first question is, are you glad to be playing football?
I know how the media works.
Listen. Here's what's going to happen later on when Tobin's up sitting up in Sacramento where he lives. No, there's going to be a tweet at some sort of reporter in New Orleans. Hey, you remember that time that Jeff Ireland talked to Des Bryant about
it's
his mom?
It's definitely a thing. All right. I bet you if I looked up Des Bryant, Jeff, Des, spell it
Did
right,
you
Tobes.
Spell right?
Jeff, here we go, Jeff Ireland.
Hey, for a guy who sucks, he certainly seems to be getting a good job right now.
Assistant.
Same thing
He's
with Spielman.
Come on.
Assistant. Oh, what about Spielman?
Hey.
What about Spielman?
You want to know what about assistants? I'm the assistant program director.
No, you don't count.
All right,
what about Spielman? He's a
he's the real deal.
All right, Jeff Duncan, columnist for NOLA.com. An interesting subplot to the Saints signing Des Bryant. Assistant general manager Jeff Ireland was forced to apologize 8 years ago as Dolphins general manager for asking a pre-draft visit whether Des Bryant's mother was a prostitute. It appears both parties are past the incident.
You know why? Because one came with a check.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Okay, come on, man. Like, you funny how you be amazed at how much you forgive somebody that comes with a check.
Good memory by Jeff Duncan, though. Hey, man. Look,
really?
I'll tell you what.
His memory's no better than yours.
The way that offense is humming, a good addition. I mean, I don't care if he hasn't played. Like, you just fit right into that. It feels like he could fit right into that system.
I feel that he is basically going to be an intermediate guy. Because do you think Des Bryant is going to stretch the defense at this point?
No. But so, he doesn't have to be
now. They don't need to.
No, that's what I'm saying. He's going to be an intermediate guy, a dig route, crossing guy. Can't help. I'm wondering, you know, after all the injuries, why didn't the Dolphins kick the tires?
On Des Bryant?
Yeah.
Because they remember this.
And what's the deal?
But Jeff Ireland's not here.
He's not here anymore.
Doesn't matter.
Wait, what's up with Le'Veon Bell? What was going on with that?
He's got till next Tuesday, right?
He's got till next Tuesday, but I was seeing that he may just sit out the whole damn thing.
Like, really?
He's apparently got some new information that I think is going to end up. Look, I got to tell you, if he sets out the whole year, do you think that the Steelers are really going to go through this again? Like, they're going to let him go, right?
Because they have James Conner.
Yeah.
So the circumstances, look, let's be honest. The Steelers rolled the dice and got lucky, okay?
And I would say right now, Le'Veon hasn't gotten lucky because there is going to be a smaller market for you now that you've just taken a year off.
No.
I feel like.
No chance.
I think so, man.
No.
You don't. You think there's going to still be those monster offers for him with not playing any football?
I didn't say that. I said there would be. But wait. Think about this. Understand what the Steelers were offering. They were offering him like $10 million guaranteed.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Would you be willing to say 5 years, X amount of dollars, $20 million guaranteed? That means you're going to have him for 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
What? On Le'Veon Bell?
I know. I worry that the fact that he's going to be gone now from the game, there's going to be people that are going to make him have like a prove it deal. And it might have just been better off playing football under getting $16 million a year this year. And yeah, then I understand wanting to save your body. But
I just think that you're talking about a guy on that team.
Right.
That would have gotten 400 touches with no guarantee of a contract the following year. So what happens if this is his last year because they ran him into the ground? So I get
you were saying that yesterday. You think they're going to run him into the ground.
I get that they've given him that he's given up $16 million.
Right.
But if he can get a long-term deal, he can recoup that. You know what I mean? You're never going to make that money. That money's gone.
Right.
But his body, based on what the Steelers were doing with it, maybe he saved it, you know, for another 2 years.
No, I think you're right. Like, I get wanting to save your body, but I think the big payoff would have been playing, going into free agency, even with your body taking the toll, because I worry that the fact that he was away, that there's going to be front offices to be like, oh, not a team guy.
Really?
I do.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, gosh.
David Johnson was out for a year. If they cut him, say if Arizona cut him, because they didn't want to pay him, how many people have been banging that door down?
Man, you think even with the injury? Because now you're talking about a guy coming off injury.
Okay. But I'm talking about David Johnson without the injury and Le'Veon.
I don't know.
See what I'm saying?
I mean, like, he's the best running back in the league. He couldn't get the guarantees he wants.
But Todd Gurley got it, man. And Le'Veon Bell is equal.
It's because that Kroenke, he spills the money all over the place.
He get like, what, $60 million guaranteed?
I don't remember.
And he's in the same boat as Todd Gurley, and the Steelers offered him $10 million? How can you not be insulted?
I understand. Right. I understand. I'm not against what Le'Veon did. I'm not saying what he did was wrong.
You just wonder what the payoff's going to be.
I wonder if he's going to get unlucky here.
Here's the problem. We all have a little bit of Tobin in us.
Wait, what? What?
We all have a bit of petty in us.
Yes.
And I picture Le'Veon Bell saying, they offer me $10 million guaranteed, and I just watched Todd Gurley get $60 million. I'm not playing for that, and I'm not playing for them. They don't get the satisfaction of my services.
For example, like if our fine finals hero over there, Ray Allen, his little Tobin is
Rajon Rondo. Screw that guy.
Wait, what'd you just?
No,
like, for example,
what was the voice though? What was?
It's like Jiminy Cricket. It's like a petty cricket. It's like petty cricket. Petty cricket.
Oh my god!
Screw that guy, Rajon Rondo. He didn't even have a role on that championship team.
Yeah, but here's the difference. In the petty cases I'm talking about, money is involved.
Right.
They just got feelings. You don't have to care about the other person if it's just feelings. Ain't nobody getting hurt. Nobody losing no money. Kick rocks.
Let's go out to the guest line right now. Let's talk to Zach Duarte, who is Zaslow's right-hand man on the dribble drive right now. We're giving Zaslow
a ball.
The wingman.
Zach, how are we looking out there, man?
Hey, we're looking good. We're about close to 3.5 miles in. I'm not going to specify specifically where we're at, but making good time, doing good. Zaslow's legs are quite sunburned.
Have you had to carry him yet?
What was that?
Have you had to carry him yet? Give him a little boost.
No, not yet. Not yet. He's doing. He's hydrating. He's got. You know, I did prep him for this. He didn't go in cold turkey. I did tell him some kind of things to bring and, you know, some kind of things to consume while he's walking, and he's consuming them. So, although he did start very early. So, right. But he's doing all right. He's holding
Zach, I heard he had Pedialyte. I drink Pedialyte to this day, every day before I go to the gym. So yes, it does work. Yes. It does help.
No, he has it. He has a giant, I don't know even what you call it, like a liter of Pedialyte that he's holding on in his hand. He's dribbling with one hand. He's got Pedialyte in the other hand. So.
How's his pace? Is he keeping up a steady pace? Is he slowed since the beginning? Like, where are we at?
I think, well, there was a big ceremony at the beginning. They got to start about 5 minutes late, but we're doing like 17 to 18 minute miles here. So doing pretty good, man. We're in the middle of the fourth mile now. So it's a good pace. That's surprising me so far. I'm not going to lie.
All right. Good to hear. Good to hear. He's surprising so far.
Yeah look. About 4 miles, and he started at about
12:30.
No, later than that.
12:40.
12:40. So miles
also,
in an hour.
We also have some stops along the way. Like we met with Ron Rothstein already, and they're doing some kind of promotional stuff for Heat TV and all that stuff. So, and there's people stopping us along the way and asking for photos and all that kind of stuff. So,
how's Rothstein doing?
Oh, Rothstein was great. He coached Zaz up on how to properly dribble. And he corrected his form.
Stop the tape.
Zezla, you get down. Better handles.
It's hard to hear sometimes because we're in the walking, crossing big intersections of the police.
All right, man.
We literally have a police escort, and people are just watching four guys dribble the basketball.
And I heard the legal made you have a medic as well.
Oh, that's tremendous.
Yeah, we have in the 790 truck, we have like a medic from Baptist just in case. But it's amazing when they literally stop the entire traffic. Like we crossed US-1, they literally stop all the traffic, and then four white dudes are dribbling a basketball across US-1.
All right, man. Well, best of luck. We'll check in with you guys a little bit later, all right?
All right. Sounds good, guys.
All right. That's Zach Duarte, one of our hosts here at the station. He is alongside Zaslow right now as they are going through the journey. Again, guys, we're doing this all for a great cause. If you guys want to donate to the Dribble Drive, you guys can go to heathelpcure.org. That's heathelpcure.org. Or you guys can call us up here. We got the Heat Help Cure Radiothon going on. The number here is 786-777-2222. And if you guys donate $100, that is going to get you a pair of tickets to an upcoming Heat game. The Heat have come through huge with this. If you're feeling a little froggy, feeling a little extra generous, $100 donation gets you a pair of tickets to an upcoming Heat game. That's an awesome move by the Miami Heat.
Yeah, do it quick because we don't know how many we have.
I don't know how many we have, but Until I get told by boss, stop doing that, I'm just going to tell you, $100 donation, pair of tickets to an upcoming Heat game. That's pretty great. So just keep that in mind.
And we're about to surpass 60 grand any second now. Matter of fact, if you donate $100 right now, you'll get us over the 60 grand mark. So give us a call, 786-777-2222, or log on right now to heathelpcure.org. We are right there. We're on a task and doing a great job. And we have Heat tickets to give away.
So, again, guys, hit that phone line. Hit that website, heathelpcure.org, 786-777-2222. Thanks again to Ray Allen for stopping by. Thanks again to Andy Ellisberg for stopping by today.
You didn't ask us one question.
Who?
Andy Ellisberg. Well, we had two questions we wanted to ask.
We got really heavy with Andy Ellisberg.
I know
Andy Ellisberg was spitting wisdom on life.
But I feel like at the end we could have gotten in two questions that were not really basketball related. One was my question, which is true or false, is Zoe a fun guy?
Yeah, I would have wanted to know if Zoe is a fun guy.
Because Zoe told us he was a fun guy.
I'm a fun guy.
Let's just...
What?
Have you ever met a guy that was fun that told you he was fun?
I tell people I'm fun all the time.
Exactly.
What if we just... Our boss just said
he's fun. He looks a little disheveled at the moment, but he looks fun.
Well, he's put in so many hours.
By the way, I'll
pull a little piece there. Shout out to Len Weiner. He's pulled a lot of hours in making this radiothon work.
Yes.
All right? He is. Every time I go into that office, he has looked disheveled and beaten down by all the communications.
I get another radiothon call.
Here's the problem with
conference
Len.
Call. Got another conference call.
Here's the problem with Len. We all know he's got a lot of work to do, and at times, but he's so like that he can't. He like relax. Like, look, it's a busy time. We recognize that. Like, you stress yourself out by making things so much more. You know
he has nervous tells.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh,
interesting.
Yanking on the ear, sucking on the thumb.
He sucks on his thumb.
Yeah, yeah. Stabbing the feet.
Big baby.
Yeah. I mean, he's got some tells. Trust me. When you know it's going down, if one of those three things is happening.
You have a tell.
What's that?
You start chewing.
I tend to eat my feelings.
Next time, just nibble on like a thigh or something. Maybe you can lose weight and be nervous at the same time.
So, again, guys, we got the Heat Help Cure Radiothon going on right now. You guys can call us up, 786-777-2222. You guys go to heathelpcure.org. That is the website where you guys can donate to as well. We'll take a quick break here from American Airlines Arena. We'll be back with more from the Heat Help Cure Radiothon after this.
Welcome back to the Heat Help Cure Radiothon at the American Airlines Arena on AM 790 and FM 104.3 HD2 The Ticket, benefiting cancer care and research at Miami Cancer Institute. Please donate now at heathelpcure.org or call 786-777-2222.
Thank you to Outback Steakhouse for sponsoring lunch, and thank you to Florida Blue for sponsoring our Heat Help Cure phone bank.
All right, guys, it's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. We are live from the American Airlines Arena for the Heat Help Cure Radiothon. We're all coming together for one purpose, and that is to build a world without cancer. If you haven't already, please call the Florida Blue Phone Bank, 786-777-2222. That's 786-777-2222. Or go online to heathelpcure.org. That's heathelpcure.org and donate now. Just a $25 donation can help fund programs like yoga for patients battling cancer at the Miami Cancer Institute. We talked to Gabrielle a couple hours ago, and she was telling us just how important that stuff is in the midst of the treatment to make their patients feel better, to get back to some normalcy. So that's the $25 can go a long way.
Right,
like Ray Allen said, like a dollar can go a long way. It's a huge thing. A special thank you also to Bayside Marketplace for sponsoring the Radiothon and benefiting the Miami Cancer Institute. Before or after the Miami Heat game, head over to Bayside Marketplace, under renovation and looking better every single day, located in downtown Miami on beautiful Biscayne Bay. Come shop at the new stores, enjoy live music, drink tropical cocktails, dine at amazing restaurants, or take a sightseeing tour. If you haven't been there lately, make Bayside Marketplace your destination. I love Bayside Marketplace. Brings you back to college, them college days, everybody.
What establishment did you hit up there? Because I was big into, I think there was a Hooters over there.
And a Fat Tuesdays, and a didn't they?
Yeah, there was one of those places. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Fat Tuesdays was over there. And it was a lot of fun, man. It was a good time. I'm not going to lie. I enjoyed Bayside. So thank you to them for sponsoring this. Now, stopping by the table right now, we have Rich and Cindy Barbara. These guys were patients at the Miami Cancer Institute. Cindy had a rare form of cancer, which caused her to be hospitalized for over a month. And this was a crazy time in your guys' life because you guys didn't know if you were going to have end up having kids, and you now have a beautiful toddler at home. So can you guys tell us a little bit about your story and what your experience was at the Miami Cancer Institute?
Sure. It would be a pleasure. So first, it's a pleasure to be on with you guys, The Ticket.
Yeah.
It's pretty big time.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. It's my claim to fame. I'm going to go home later. So that was on The Ticket.
Awesome.
Fantastic. But no, look, unfortunately, 8 years ago, my wife was pregnant with what we thought was going to be our first baby, 7 weeks pregnant, and she had these unbelievable bruises. The doctor calls and says, listen, you got to get over to the hospital right away because Cindy only has 27,000 platelets. She should have 150,000 platelets.
Jeez.
And at the time, you would have asked me what a platelet was. I would have told you it was a little plate. But apparently it's this thing, and it helps you clot blood, and the reason why she didn't have it. Yeah, it's super important.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, and it's, she had a rare form of leukemia. So she was diagnosed with a very rare form of leukemia. We lost the baby in the treatment process. It was 35 days in the hospital. Everything you read about, the hair loss and all that, but the reality is it's a blessing in disguise. We're here today. We have a beautiful family. We've met incredible people. Gave us the opportunity to get involved with Baptist, right?
Absolutely. That's the reason we're here. That's really the reason we're here. I mean, because of the unfortunate, events that happened in our life, we're here and we're able to donate, and we support the hospital because of that.
We, all of us, had a chance to go by the Miami Cancer Institute and see the great things that they're doing to help the patients during the process, because there's so many things you don't think of. You think about maybe the radiation or chemo or whatever treatment you're getting, but all the other support you might need, psychological, nutrition, all the other stuff. And they've really put that all at the Miami Cancer Institute. It really goes to show you that they're thinking about the total body, the total mind experience of what you have to go through when you have to battle a disease like this.
listen, you hit it on the head, and the reality is that we here in Miami and in South Florida, we're very fortunate to have a facility like Miami Cancer Institute, because most people have to travel to destination right. cancer centers like this. And so we have one here. So 2 years ago, you had to go away. You know, now you have cutting edge cancer care, you know, here in town. And like you said, it's a full body, full family treatment. They support you emotionally, physically, everything from diet, yoga, you know, all the modalities under one roof. It's really an amazing facility, and it's an amazing opportunity for us. So if you're listening and you have not been touched by cancer, listen, consider yourself lucky and make a donation, because, you know, unfortunately, it's cancer's an uninvited guest, and you never know when it could knock on the door.
Cindy, what made it for you a reason you really wanted to get involved? Because I could also see the other side where, like, you had this incredible fight and, like, you don't even want to be near cancer or think about it anymore and, like, get away. Like, was there a part of the process? And then what made you want to get to the side of really helping people and do what you can to help them with their battle?
Grateful. I was just, that's in one word, just completely grateful to the hospital. They made just, you know, that process as easy as possible, everything from the nurses to the doctors, to the staff, to everything. So it's just when you, luckily we're in a position to be able to help, and we have a very big network of people who are able to help. So it's just a lot of gratitude. I mean, and giving back. And then at the time, like, the that beautiful new building wasn't there. We were at, like, a regular floor in the building. So we wanted to do things to make even patients more comfortable. So our donations went to put, like, flat screens in the TV, you know, in the rooms, and just make things, like, just more comfortable. You're there for a long time. Yeah. I mean, you move in there, your whole life becomes this hospital. So that's basically it. We just wanted to go back and give back, you know.
What kind of things did you want patients to have, like, mentioning the flat screens and things like that, when you were going through it? Be like, what could make it, what about this could have made it a little bit better while you were going through all of that?
Like, not having it, but
skipping the process. No, I mean, look, you know, Baptist has always been on the cutting edge of development, but we affectionately named the former cancer floor, it was called Five Tower. And it just happened to have been in the original building of Baptist Hospital, the building that was there the longest. So, you know, it wasn't the easiest building to get in and out of. The door thresholds kind of had risers. So when you're pulling, we used to call it the Christmas tree, because they'd hang. We were there during Christmas.
The IV
and every day
rack.
They'd come hang something on the IV rack, and it looked like a Christmas tree because it had 80 bags on it from medicines and liquids. And so, you know, when you're trying to take a walk and you got to lift that over the thresholds for fear that it'll fall and rip out all the IVs. So, you know, little things that you don't really think about when you need to kind of get around the floor. We were hoping that some of our philanthropic efforts would go to kind of alleviate some of those things and, you know, make the technology in the rooms a little easier for people. And they did that. And now they have the most cutting-edge facility maybe on planet Earth. So, you know, it's a great
and
time.
And they're affiliated with Sloan Kettering up in New York, yeah. So which everyone knows, God forbid, you have to be in that position. That's, like, the place where right. the most cutting-edge research is done. And now Baptist and Miami Cancer Institute gets to share what they know and all of their research as well. So it's really bringing the best class, not just first class, but the best class of treatment to South Florida.
100%.
You guys can call in and donate at 786-777-2222, or you can go to heathelpcure.org. Rich and Cindy, thank you so much for stopping by
and
sharing your story. It's really inspiring. It's great to see that you guys are in the midst of this, helping other people that are going through this. That's really great work that you're doing. So, again, guys, your donations go a long way, no matter what you can afford. 786-777-2222, going towards the Miami Cancer Institute. You, again, can go to heathelpcure.org. And this is a pretty good deal that we got going on, too, guys. The Heat have offered up $100 donation, get a pair of tickets to an upcoming Heat game as well.
Oh, cool.
So if people are feeling a little extra froggy about it, that goes a long way as well. So thank you guys for stopping by. We'll take a quick
gentlemen,
break.
Thank you.
We'll be back right after this.
Welcome back to the Heat Help Cure Radiothon at the American Airlines Arena on AM 790 and FM 104.3 HD2 The Ticket, benefiting cancer care and research at Miami Cancer Institute. Please donate now at heathelpcure.org or call 786-777-2222.
Thanks to our sponsor, Berkowitz Pollack Brandt, advisors and accountants.
Welcome back, guys, to the Heat Help Cure Radiothon from the American Airlines Arena. This is all benefiting the Miami Cancer Institute. Your donations can go to the number 786-777-2222. That's 786-777-2222. 2222. You guys can also go to the website, heathelpcure.org. Please donate if you can. We're trying to get to our goal of 1,000 donors by 3 p.m. And we're doing a cool thing. $100 donation gets you a pair of tickets to an upcoming Heat game. So continue to do that if you guys are feeling a little extra generous. Heat have stepped up with a nice little incentive there. A pair of tickets to an upcoming Heat game for $100 donations. So we have that going on as well. But we've been getting a lot of great stories today. We've heard some people who have worked at the Miami Cancer Institute who have been a patient at the Miami Cancer Institute. And we have Victor Gutierrez joining us. Victor, thanks for the time. Really appreciate you joining us. Can you tell us a little bit about your story? What your experience at the Miami Cancer Institute?
Like 2.5 years ago, I went to the Miami Cancer Institute and they discovered I had prostate cancer. They treat me, and the doctors and the nurses were terrific. They were the best. They explained everything to me, and they did a tremendous work on me. Actually, I had 28 radiations.
Wow.
That was almost in a daily basis. They gave me the weekend off, but they told me through the process everything that was going to go, and I never felt real bad. So even though after the radiation, I used to go out, and walk. I walk every day, and I walk like 40, 45 minutes. By the end of the radiation, I felt a little bit tired, but they said that was normal. But I feel that it's very important to be here today to help raise awareness through the community about the amazing things Miami Cancer Institute is doing. They would not be able to do all of this kind of work without donations. So we need your donations so people with cancer and people that might get cancer get the benefit of the research they're doing at Miami Cancer Institute. They're doing a great job.
What were some of the things that you particularly were impressed by with their care? Like what made you more comfortable when you were going through your battle while you were there?
Whenever I had a question, they were right on the spot. And beside that, they had a combination of doctors that told me where my cancer was, how they were going to treat it, and where my radiation was going to be. Everything was explained to me in a very nice way. So I didn't have any doubt that I'm going to be cured. Besides that, I had a point that I pray a lot, and I always said to the Lord that if anything was going to happen to me, a cancer, give it to me and not to anyone in my family. So I got a double whammy. I got my desire, and I got cured by the Miami.
That's beautiful.
Institute.
Miami Cancer. That's beautiful, Victor. And again, you guys can send your donations in, like Victor's asked before, at 786-777-2222. Or you guys can go to heathelpcure.org. I see you have a heat shirt there for you.
That's right.
Are you going to catch a little action tonight or something?
Yes, I am.
Yeah?
Let me tell you, the first donation you people got this morning was mine.
Yeah?
A
7-5.
Yeah. All right, there you
go. Yes, sir. So people just keep on donating. We need that for research, okay? We might save a bunch of life, and we might even get rid of cancer in our lifetime. Thank you very much.
That's awesome, Victor. Thanks for stopping by at our table. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
We hope that you have
appreciate
great rest of your day. Enjoy the game tonight, man. Enjoy it.
Thank you very much.
You think we're going to get this win against the Spurs tonight?
You bet.
All right. I like it.
Nice.
I like it, man.
Okay,
that's,
guys.
That's Victor Gutierrez. You guys, again, you can go to heathelpcure.org, heathelpcure.org to donate or call 786-777-2222. You guys can do your donations there. And, again, $100 donations, you get a pair of tickets to an upcoming Heat game. It's a really cool thing the Heat are doing and stepping up with. Pretty awesome. We have Robbie, is there any updates from the dribble drive? You can pop into my ear. That's even fine if you want to. They're in the middle of a stop right now. So they've been doing these random stops, guys, as far as the dribble drive is concerned. He's going to stop by Ron Rossine. I think Amber's one of the stops.
By the way, I just posted, Zach Duarte sent me the video of Ron Rossine teaching Zaz how to dribble.
Oh, man. I need
that
to
is
check
now
that
up
out.
On the Tickets Facebook page.
Oh, my God.
The coach was in full coach mode. I will just say
I
that.
Love it.
He was in such full coach mode.
Man. Zaz, run it back. Run it back.
Yeah. So Zazlo, I think, got more than he bargained for on that stop.
Oh, yeah. You're not going. Listen. You're either going to get coached by Ron Rothstein or you're not going to get coached by Ron Rothstein.
Yeah.
This only goes two ways. Trust me, as somebody who's had great conversation with Ron Rothstein, he coaches you on life. Right. Like, I just want to, hey, Coach, can you come on the show? How's your life, son? What's going on with you? You raising things right? I'm like, yes, everything's great, Ron. I love you. He's
I don't know if he saw some of your videos with your son. I don't know if he would.
I think he'd approve. I think he'd approve.
Oh, he'd definitely be stopping the tape and running it back.
Stop. Roll the
tape. What is this with the iguana?
I got. You know it's a problem. My son started throwing combinations.
What?
What? He's trying to give you a two piece?
No, my wife was changing into the pajamas, and he comes out swinging. He's going like both fists now. This isn't just like loopty punches anymore.
I wonder where he's getting that from.
Oh, you mean now he can?
Leroy, sharp.
He can hit the bag now. Is he like?
He's really feeling it. He's really feeling it. I was like, whoa. Now secretly, I was proud, but my wife is upset.
Hey, by the way, the one thing about moms. Moms don't play. She'll cut that off right away.
No,
I can already see Tommy as the opponent in Creed 5.
Oh, my God. Oh, speaking of fighting, this is something. Now, listen to this. Now, we were talking about this like crazy on Monday. Remember we were talking about the Floyd Mayweather opponent coming up in Japan?
Yeah, the dude with the spin kicks.
The kid with the spin kicks. And we're like, no way is he going to face this guy. This can't happen. Now, I watched this press conference. It was so shady. It's Floyd in the middle of Japan. He's got a translator that's saying everything. This guy who ran Ryzen, he was no joke. Floyd didn't realize he signed up for something real. Listen to this. So Floyd is back in America, and he posts on his Instagram, "Now that I am back on U.S. soil, after a long and disappointing trip to Tokyo, and the media in regards to the upcoming event on December 31st that was recently announced, first and foremost, I want to be clear that I, Floyd Mayweather, never agreed to an official bout with Tenshin Nasukawa. In fact, with all due respect, you got to say that.
Yeah.
I have never heard of him until this recent trip to Japan. Ultimately, I was asked to participate in a 9-minute exhibition of 3 rounds with an opponent selected by the Ryzen Fighting Federation. What I was originally informed by Brent Johnson of One Entertainment was this was going to be an exhibition put on for a small group of wealthy spectators for a very large fee. This exhibition was previously arranged as a, quote, special bout purely for the entertainment purposes with no intentions of being represented as an official fight card nor televised worldwide. Once I arrived at the press conference, my team and I were completely derailed by the new direction of the event was going, and we should have put a stop to it immediately. I want to sincerely apologize to my fans for misleading information that was announced during this press conference. I can assure you that I, too, was completely blindsided by the arrangement that was made without my consent or approval. For the sake of several fans and attendees that flew in from all parts of the world to attend the press conference, I was hesitant to create a huge disturbance by combating what was being said. I am truly sorry, and as I am a retired boxer that earns an unprecedented amount of money globally for appearances and speaking engagements and occasional small exhibitions.
Hey, check this out. You know what it sounds like, right?
Yeah. He was going to get his ass kicked.
It sounds like Apollo Creed fighting Drago.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he was going to go into that ring.
It's supposed to be an exhibition.
He was going to go into that ring, and that guy was going to do that Foo Fighter drop kick.
He was going to roundhouse kick him right in the face. And Floyd was like, hey, Floyd.
Why didn't he watch some video?
Like, shut up, Brent. Shut up. Look at him. He's 122 pounds. I got this. Nah, man, you might want to see this Street Fighter stuff that he can do.
Yeah. I mean, I've never seen a guy knock somebody out by going on a one-handed handstand on his glove and kicking him in the side.
Oh, my God. This is no joke. This guy came with the goods. And you know, by the way, if the contract...
And he wasn't talking like Drago.
If the contract was that misrepresented that they thought it was an exhibition, you know they didn't know what the fight rules were.
You know he's getting kicked in the face.
Listen, what does that mean, like, in front of, like, a small group of, like,
I mean, people pay a lot of money to see Floyd. So say if they say, we'll give you $10 million to fight 3 rounds exhibition for exclusive group of people.
Yep.
That's it.
They do that?
Yes!
This the dude in Chechnya with Tyron Spunk does that all the time. He flies in mixed martial artists, and they're like, he's like, please, why don't you, Tyron, come here, please. We watch our fighters fight to death. Like it's no joke, man.
Right.
So it's like here in the States when, like, you know, some guy gets the Backstreet Boys to perform at his wife's birthday.
Yes. Kind of, yeah.
So for my bar mitzvah, if I was worth $1 billion, My son's like, bar mitzvah. Yeah. I could get Floyd to come fight somebody.
Yeah, if you had the scratch.
For fun. Except not if the guy is a natural-born killer. Right? There's a couple of groups I would stay away from. Like, I wouldn't go to Russia.
Nope.
Because...
Or any of its former republics.
Or any...
Right?
Or any...
And now I'm starting to...
Japan, out.
China. Yeah,
out.
Like, out.
So, where are you going to?
Oregon.
Well, that was another one. There was supposed to be this bare knuckle fight this week in Wyoming. It's the only place where it's sanctioned. And Sean Merriman was supposed to be on the card. It was supposed to be his debut. He's like, I pulled out. Those promoters were shady. Oh, really? The shady promoters from Wyoming, they weren't on the level?
Wait, you're doing a bare knuckles brawl. What do you think the promoters look like?
Hey there, Jethro. We got that there lights out Sean Merriman here on the card.
Wait, what state did you say it was?
Wyoming.
They don't talk like that in Wyoming.
Oh, sure they do.
Hey, listen.
They're not a bunch of sloppies in Wyoming.
No.
Have you ever met anyone from Wyoming?
Yes.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
I don't believe you.
Hey, by the way, as a kid, believe it or not,
I
had a cousin who flew a plane, and we got up one morning, flew to the Cheyenne Rodeo, and flew back to Denver. When I lived in Denver.
Do they talk like that?
No. But here's the thing. Let me explain to you how you have to do it. It's like, with you, I just have to bring you back a little bit. So I tell him, no, Toby, no. Like, Wyoming. Like, just because there's horses in Wyoming doesn't mean...
They talk like
they
slimy.
Talk like Texans.
I'm sure I can find parts of Wyoming they talk
no,
like
you
that.
Can't.
No, you can't.
I'm sure I can.
Look, I didn't even know I went to Wyoming until, I was like 12.
Till you looked around?
No. Till years later when they said the Cheyenne Rodeo was in Wyoming.
Oh.
I didn't know I was in Wyoming. I jumped in a plane and flew. I didn't know where I was. I was a kid.
Well, maybe Floyd can take some of that money that he got from his exhibition that he's not participating in, and before he has to give it back,
just donate
it to the Radiothon.
Wait, here's the kicker. If you're dealing with Russians... And you accepted the money, that means you accepted the fight.
Yeah, but these aren't Russians. These are from Japan.
Okay, hey.
I'm just saying.
Hey, if they're going to fly you to Japan for a press conference, you think they ain't about it?
Man, I wish I could have seen the look on Floyd's lawyer's face. But like, hey, Floyd, do you know kicks are legal in this? What? Anyway. But if Floyd isn't going to give that money back, donate it to the Heat Help Cure Radiothon. Floyd can call 786-777-2222, or he can go to heathelpcure.org. I'm sure he can afford a $100 donation to get some heat tickets. But Floyd gets those good heat tickets. Floyd gets those floor seats.
I'm sure we can work something out if Floyd wanted to bust
in. Yeah, Floyd wants to break a landmark for us. We're all about it, Floyd.
We have an update. So Zaz, his most recent stop was with the Heat team doctor, Dr. Harlan Selznick.
Right.
There we go. Who's a bit worried about Zaz. We've posted that video.
What do you mean he's worried about him?
Well, you know, just watch the video. It's on Facebook.
Why? Is Zaz hurt?
Not yet.
Oh, he's struggling?
Well, let's think. What was the last time we talked to him? About an hour ago?
So he's probably at...
Mile 7?
Oh, no.
Like five and a half?
Five and a half, six.
He's got to be here in 2 hours.
He can make it.
You can make it. You just got to push.
Keep in mind, like, he's stopping.
I just see Duarte picking him up.
He's stopping, though. If he wasn't stopping, he'd be farther along.
Duarte's
I would say he probably needs to be halfway.
Listen. Duarte just ran, like, a 30-mile mutter, like, in altitude in Denver with obstacles. I have a feeling Duarte is going to just pick him up and be like, hey, we going.
Hey, that's up Robbie's alley. I ask Robbie how do you think Zach performed, because a guy coming from sea level to altitude
yeah.
He's an altitude. He's our altitude sports expert.
Oh, my God. Zazlo, are you okay? Like, what if the doctor just called it off? He's just like, nope.
Gotta stop the fight.
It's like in the midst of the fight, he's just like, he can't go. Zazlo's like, I gotta
by
go.
By the way.
I gotta dribble.
Hey, by the way, now I don't know how we should take this, but I'm gonna read it.
Yeah.
I was born in Powell, Wyoming.
Yep.
We don't talk like that. Mike and Kendall.
Hmm.
So Mike and Kendall, like.
Is he giving minus one?
Uh-huh.
Is he giving me minus one?
No, he's giving you facts, and facts
are facts.
He's giving
you facts. Facts are facts.
Maybe he's saying you – maybe he was talking about your impression.
No, I didn't give an impression. You're the one that went all cowboy on
maybe
us.
He's trying to say, like, they do talk like this, Jethro.
Yeah.
They maybe. Don't sound like that.
And there's no Jethros in Wyoming.
Let me get this
That's
straight.
That's farther south.
Of the 50 states that sanction fights, the only place that legally sanctions bare-knuckle brawling, you telling me they don't talk like this?
No.
No, because it would be Mississippi or Alabama.
But they don't.
Or Arkansas. It's not
Maybe
Wyoming.
It is Mississippi that does sanction it. I got to look this up.
Mississippi.
If you got the state wrong after all this, because it's not even close.
I have the bare knuckle PR guy. He, of course, was peppering me to get people on Fighter's Fury. Sundays at 9 a.m. let's see. Bare knuckle brawling press release. Oh, here it is. World Bare Knuckle Fighting Federation. Here we go.
Really?
Nope. Casper, Wyoming. I was right.
Yeah, they don't talk like slimies.
So,
are you sure?
I'm positive, man.
So, look, yeah, I mean, these guys, first of all, you guys have supported us in everything we do.
Yep.
Like, whether we go to a movie. Aren't we going to Creed?
We're supposed to be. That's being set up. Supposed to be. When's that come out?
It comes out Thanksgiving week,
We've been talking about this for 3 months. You're telling me now we don't know if we're going to see Creed?
I don't
know. I'm making it happen.
Help.
Don't worry about it. If I got to do it myself, we're going as a show to see Creed.
Vaughn.
Like, no.
Vaughn, it's Vaughn. Yeah, get
no,
Vaughn.
I'm not. No. Really?
What?
3 months?
Listen, as Leroy was saying, you want to donate your money to 786.
No, no, no.
777-2222.
Let me finish.
Yeah, go ahead.
They have supported us in everything we do. Me and Beast went to a game. We had a whole bunch of support there.
Yep.
We're just asking you, support us here. Whatever you can give, it doesn't matter. There's no shame. There's no nothing. Any donation you can make, it means that you're thinking about the cause and you're going to contribute to the cause. It doesn't matter how much. Just pitch in. Help us out. We're all in support of the same thing. Let's all get behind this and raise as much money as possible.
Well said, my man. HeatHelpCure.org is the website. The number is 786-777-2222. We are back. By the way, before we get out of here, before we come back, we're doing hashtag fourth hour today, by
the way. Hashtag fourth hour.
Forgot to surprise everybody with that. We're coming back for a hashtag fourth hour. We've been on since noon, a little before noon, actually, and we're going on. We're rolling on until 4 o'clock. So you guys get hashtag third hour, but it's really hashtag fourth hour. But we do want to give a special thank you to Bayside Marketplace for sponsoring the Radiothon, benefiting the Miami Cancer Institute. Before and after every Miami Heat game, head on over to the Bayside Marketplace, under renovation and looking better every single day. It's located in downtown Miami on beautiful Biscayne Bay. Come shop at the new stores, enjoy live music, drink tropical cocktails, dine at the amazing restaurants, or take a sightseeing tour. If you haven't been there lately, make a trip over to Bayside Marketplace, your destination. We're back right after this.